Yes, great time to turn those cell phones off right now. Well, it's our great privilege this morning to have the inimitable, the one and only Juan Rojas in our midst. And so for those of you that don't know this inimitable one and only man, he is the pastor of La Viña in San Sebastian in the Basque region of northern Spain that you can see there on the little map in the left-hand corner of that slide. And Juan is originally from Chile, and he and his wife, Ruthie, and their family originally, although they're beginning to spread their wings a bit, have been in San Sebastian, for the last 14 years. In fact, his sister, Erica, has been there even longer than that. And so we saw one another out at the Vineyard National Conference in Columbus a few weeks back and had lunch together. And I discovered then that Juan was going to be around for a few weeks after the conference. And so I said, you've got to come to the church and preach. And so he's here, and we're just so thrilled to have you here, bro. So can you two come up? And when I say you two, it's because Thomas Weston is going to be translating for us this morning. And so let's just give Juan and Tom a big warm welcome. Can we do that this morning?
Thank you. Estando aquí siempre es un agrado y un montón de emociones que no puedo evitar.
It's always a pleasure, and when I come to visit you, and there's just a huge mountain of emotions that I feel.
Entonces tengo que dejar salir estas emociones.
So I have to let those emotions out.
¡Yuhu!
Hace algunas semanas atrás estuve en la emocionante boda de mi hija.
A couple of weeks ago, I was in the emotional wedding of my daughter.
Lloré toda la ceremonia.
I cried for the whole ceremony.
Pero al final de todo, tuve que, al despedirme,
but as we said goodbye,
tuve que hacer algo que me faltaba hacer.
I had to do something that was left hanging.
Y Mario y Ruth, hablando con ellos, me aconsejaron hacerlo.
Ruth and Mario, as we spoke, advised me to do this.
Hablar con mi hija.
I spoke with my daughter.
Y soltarla.
And let her go.
He tenido la despedida más triste y más feliz de mi vida.
It was, at the same time, the saddest and happiest farewell of my life.
Amor por amor.
Life, love for love.
Ahora nosotros estamos en un segundo plano, lugar.
Now we're in kind of a second place.
Para que Ruth, de Michelle y Jericho lleguen a ser la familia que Dios quiere que sean.
So that Michelle and Jericho become the family that God wants them to become.
Ha sido muy emocionante.
It's been a very emotional time for me.
Así que no hablaré más al respecto.
So we won't speak any more about that.
Vamos al punto.
Let's get to the point here.
Quiero compartir esta mañana.
This morning I'd like to share
sobre mantener y recuperar el rumbo.
About staying the course and also returning to the course.
Enfocándonos en Dios.
Focusing on God.
La vida tiene un propósito marcado por Dios.
Life has a purpose set by God.
Y cada etapa necesita preparación y crecimiento.
And each phase requires preparation and training by God.
Y el crecimiento verdadero nos lleva a responder bien en cada etapa.
And true growth requires us to respond well at each stage.
Sin perder el rumbo.
Without losing our way.
Y para crecer necesitamos estar enfocados en Dios.
To grow, we need to be focused on God.
En Isaías 57:15.
In Isaiah 57:15.
Dice, el alto y sublime, el que habita en la eternidad.
Describes God as the high and sublime one, he who inhabits eternity.
Y aquí voy a hablar de un atributo de Dios.
And here I'm going to speak of one of God's attributes.
Y tengo al lado mi profesor de teología,
and being that, I have my dense theological professor beside me,
así que lo voy a hacer con temor y temblor.
I am doing this with great fear and trembling.
Necesitamos enfocarnos en este Dios eterno.
We need to focus on this eternal God.
Si queremos alcanzar los propósitos que Dios tiene para
nosotros. If we're to accomplish the purposes that he has for our life.
Así, en el siglo XVII, los marinos,
in the 17th century,
para no perderse en el inmenso mar,
sailors, in order to not lose themselves in that enormous sea,
se enfocaban en las estrellas para no perderse.
Focused on the stars so as not to lose their way.
Sobre todo después de una tormenta.
Especially after a storm.
El aparato se llamaba sextante.
The device they used is called a sextant.
Hoy es el GPS.
Today we call it a GPS.
Pero, ¿cómo podemos enfocarnos en un Dios eterno para no perdernos?
How then can we focus ourselves on this great eternal God in order not to lose our way?
Ya que la eternidad es un término abstracto.
Since eternity really is an abstract term.
Algo que no podemos medir.
Something that we can't measure.
Y si no lo medimos, no lo entendemos.
And often if we can't measure something, we don't really understand it.
¿Cómo conocer a alguien que nos pide que le conozcamos y entendamos?
How do we get to know someone? Que nos pide que le conozcamos y entendamos. How do we get to know someone that asks that we get to know and understand him?
Como dice en Jeremías 9:24.
Like it says in Jeremiah 29:24.
Conocer y entender a un Dios eterno, ¿cómo?
How do we get to know an eternal God?
Y necesitamos conocerle para alcanzar sus propósitos en nuestra vida.
And we have to get to know him in order to accomplish his plan for our life.
Eso sería tratar de eso sería como conocer a perdón, sería como tratar de mirar la eternidad por un pequeño agujero.
It would be otherwise would be like trying to look at eternity through a pinhole.
Okay.
I didn't get one.
Tratar de entender a un Dios eterno sería como mirar a través de un pequeño, pequeño agujero.
Trying to get to know an eternal God would be like trying to look through and understand him through that little pinhole.
¿Dónde nos enfocamos?
How do we focus?
Enfocándonos bien, conoceremos a este Dios eterno.
Focusing well, we get to know this eternal God.
Si nos enfocamos mal, solo seremos como estrellas fugaces que de repente aparecen y desaparecen y no hay nada más.
If we focus poorly, we're like shooting stars that appear and then are gone without leaving a trace.
La vida es difícil.
Life is difficult.
Dura.
It's hard.
Con muchas tormentas.
It has a lot of storms.
Y para no perdernos necesitamos ayuda.
And to not lose ourselves, we need help.
Y la ayuda viene con el enfoque correcto.
And that help comes through a correct focus.
Entonces, ¿dónde nos enfocamos?
Where do we focus then?
¿Dónde?
Where?
Para entender al Dios eterno.
To get to understand this eternal God.
¿Tienes la respuesta?
Do you have the answer?
Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
Juan 14:9.
In John 14:9.
El que me ha visto a mí,
Jesus
ha visto
said,
al eterno.
He who has seen me has seen the eternal one.
Al Padre.
The Father.
La vida tiene una serie de etapas.
Life is a series of stages.
Podría describirla como nacer para crecer.
I could describe it as being born to grow.
Crecer para estudiar.
Grow to study.
Estudiar para descubrir mi vocación.
Study to discover my vocation.
Una vocación para ganarse la vida.
Follow vocation to earn my living.
Mantener mi familia.
To maintain my family.
A mí mismo. Ayudar a otros.
To maintain myself and also to help others.
Esto sería el propósito básico.
That would be the basic plan.
Y fundamental en cada individuo.
The basic and fundamental plan for each one of us.
Pero también debemos agregar un sinfín de inconvenientes que vienen con nuestra naturaleza.
And to that we have to add an endless list of inconveniences that actually originate in our nature.
Y la de otros.
And that of others.
Sufrimos en este proceso.
We suffer in this process.
Sufrimos para crecer.
And we suffer to grow.
Si sufrimos y no crecemos,
if we suffer but don't grow,
viene amargura.
The result is bitterness.
Resentimiento.
And resentment.
y nos detenemos en nuestro crecimiento.
And our growth is stopped.
En la vida tendremos decepción.
There will be deception in our lives.
Dolor.
And pain as well.
Traición.
Betrayal.
Frustración.
Frustration.
Ruptura.
Breaking of relationships.
Son inherentes a las relaciones personales.
They're inherent in personal relationships.
Y la vida.
And in life.
Para crecer necesitamos sobreponernos a la adversidad.
In order to grow, we need to overcome those adversities.
Así como fue el apóstol Pablo.
Like Paul, the apostle did.
Se sobreponía una y otra vez, una y otra vez, una y otra vez.
Time and time again, Paul overcame his difficulties.
Mientras más amaba, menos amado era.
He loved more and was less loved.
Y el Antiguo Testamento nos recuerda constantemente.
The Old Testament continually reminds us.
Que solos no podemos.
That alone we can't do it.
Nos dice el Antiguo Testamento, tú no puedes.
The Old Testament says, you can't do it.
Tú no puedes.
You can't.
Podemos vivir toda nuestra vida y alcanzar todo lo que deseemos y mucho más.
We can live our whole life achieving that which we want and more still.
Sin tener a Dios.
Without having God.
Y no tendremos nada.
And yet we'll have nothing.
Freddie Mercury. Dijo en 1991.
In 1991, Freddie Mercury said,
puedo tenerlo todo en este mundo.
I can have everything in this world.
Y aún así ser el hombre más solitario.
And still be the loneliest man.
Y esa es la soledad más amarga.
And that's the loneliest man, the bitterest man.
Siempre hay algo que hace falta.
There's always something missing.
Por lo que fuimos creados para vivir.
For which we were created to live.
Una relación con Dios.
And that is a relationship with God.
Hay un propósito mayor en cada vida.
There's a great purpose in each life.
Primero es llegar a conocer a Dios.
First is to get to know God.
Enfocarnos en Jesucristo.
To focus in Jesus Christ.
Y mediante este enfoque y conocer a Dios,
and through that focus, getting to know God,
podemos tener el poder del Espíritu Santo.
We can have the power of the Holy Spirit.
Que llega a vivificar nuestras vidas.
Which comes to give life to our spirit.
Donde la encausa correctamente hacia los propósitos que Dios tiene para nosotros.
And it directs and channels our life to reach those purposes of God for our lives.
Y en Romanos 8:15 dice que el poder del Espíritu Santo vivifica nuestras vidas que están muertas.
In Romans 8:15 says the Holy Spirit will bring life to
vivifica nuestras vidas que están muertas.
Will give life to our dead lives.
Necesitamos enfocarnos en Dios.
We have to focus in God.
Sobre todo cuando nosotros somos limitados en nuestras capacidades.
Especially when we're so limited in our capacities.
Y en este caminar necesitamos perdonar.
And in this walk with God, we need to forgive.
Necesitamos reconciliarnos.
We need to be reconciled.
Amar al enemigo.
We need to love our enemy.
Reconocer que no somos perfectos.
We need to recognize that we're not perfect.
Vivir la regla de oro.
We need to live the golden rule.
Haciendo con los demás lo que quisieras que hicieran contigo.
Doing unto others what we would desire them to do with us.
Levantarse a veces de la tragedia.
We need to lift ourselves up from tragedy at times.
Y solo Dios puede llevarnos de la adversidad a la abundancia.
And only God can bring us, carry us from adversity to abundance.
Solo Dios puede tomar nuestras vidas y hacerlas florecer.
Only God can take our lives and cause them to flourish.
Lo que el pecado ha destruido, aplastado,
that which sin has crushed and destroyed,
Dios puede hacerte brillar.
God can bring to brilliance.
Y en lugar de quitar la vida a otros,
and instead of taking life from others,
dar vida.
God,
vida.
We give life, we deliver life to others.
Reflejar a Dios.
We reflect God.
Un propósito mayor.
That's a greater purpose.
Eso es lo que Dios quiere.
That's what God wants.
En el Antiguo Testamento tenemos un ejemplo de lo que Dios quería hacer con su pueblo.
In the Old Testament we have an example of what God wanted to do with his people.
Cuando Dios liberó de la esclavitud a los hebreos.
When God freed the Hebrews from slavery.
Él tenía un plan para llevarlos a abundancia.
He had a plan to take them to a place of abundance.
Pero ellos no tenían el GPS programado.
But they didn't have their GPS programmed correctly.
Tierra prometida.
They didn't engage promised land.
Y en Hebreos 3:10, Dios habla de esa situación.
In Hebrews 3:10, God speaks of this situation.
Vieron mis obras 40 años.
They saw my works for 40 years.
Me disgusté con aquella generación.
I was displeased with that generation.
Siempre andan vagando en su corazón.
They always wander astray in their hearts.
Y no han conocido mis caminos.
And they haven't known my ways.
Mis planes.
They haven't known my plans.
Y la palabra aquí, la palabra importante que destaco,
the word I want to highlight here
es vagando en su corazón.
Is going astray in their hearts.
En griego es planao.
The Greek word is planao.
Y en mi traducción,
in my translation,
un corazón sin GPS.
That means a heart without a GPS.
Vieron milagros cada día en sus vidas.
They saw miracles every day of their lives.
Y no conocieron el plan de Dios.
And didn't know the plan of God.
Se perdieron en los detalles de la vida.
They got lost in the details of life.
Se enfadaron con Moisés.
They got angry with Moses.
Se quejaban de todo.
They complained about everything.
Se enfadaron con Dios.
They got mad at God.
Prefirieron seguir siendo esclavos.
They preferred to be slaves.
A morir de la mano de Dios.
Than to die under the hand of God.
Dios se enojó.
God got mad at them.
Y todos ellos murieron en el desierto.
And that whole generation died in the desert.
Todos los que vagaban en su corazón.
All of those who went astray, vagabond hearts.
¿Qué pasó con ellos?
What happened with them?
¿Cuál fue su error?
What was their mistake?
Primero, tuvieron una actitud equivocada.
First, they had a wrong attitude.
Hacían lo que Dios les decía que no hicieran.
They did what God told them not to do.
Desobediencia.
Disobedience.
Pero cuando se desobedece a la autoridad mayor,
but when you disobey the highest authority,
es rebelión.
That's called rebellion.
Es como el pecado de hechicería.
Which is like the sin of witchcraft.
No aceptaban el consejo. Eran más sabios que Dios.
They didn't accept his counsel, therefore they were wiser than God.
Orgullo.
That's pride.
No hacían lo que sabían que debían hacer.
They didn't do what they knew they should have done.
Pasividad.
That's passivity.
Como la tuvo Adán en el huerto.
Like Adam in the Garden of Eden.
Dios le dijo a Adán, no comas de ese árbol.
God said to Adam, don't eat from that tree.
Eva estaba aquí.
He stood here.
Al lado del árbol.
Beside the tree.
Adán miraba a Eva.
And he watched Eve.
Sabía que no debía comer del árbol.
He knew she shouldn't eat from that tree.
Quería ver qué pasaba.
But he wanted to see what was going to happen with her.
Adán no hizo nada.
He didn't do anything.
Pasividad.
Passivity.
A veces nosotros, o muchas veces tenemos pasividad.
We often experience that in our
sabemos
lives.
Que algo está mal,
we know something's wrong.
Pero queremos ver qué pasa.
But we want to see what's going to happen.
Vagando, vagando.
That's a heart led astray.
El pueblo de Israel tuvo miedo de Dios y no el temor de Dios.
The people of God were afraid of God, but didn't have a fear of God.
Seguían siendo esclavos en sus corazones.
In their hearts, they remained slaves.
No pudieron relacionarse con Dios.
They couldn't relate to God.
Se alejaron de Dios, alejaron a Dios de sus corazones.
And they distanced God from their hearts.
Esto les llevó a no conocer el corazón del Padre.
Which meant that they couldn't get to know the heart of the Father.
Y como consecuencia,
and as a consequence,
se entenebreció su entendimiento.
Their understanding was darkened.
Perdieron el rumbo.
And they strayed from the course.
En lugar de enfocarse en Dios,
that place of focusing on God.
Se enfocaron en ellos mismos.
Instead, they focused on themselves.
Nunca fue suficiente lo que tenían.
What they had was never enough.
Dios les proveyó de todo.
God gave them everything.
Ropa, pan, agua,
clothing,
carne.
Bread, meat, water.
Tenían de todo.
They had everything.
Y Dios quería darles más.
And God wanted to give them even more.
Pero estaban más preocupados de sí mismos que conocer a Dios.
But they were more concerned about themselves than they were about getting to know God.
Como niños malcriados.
Like spoiled kids.
Despreciaron al padre.
They despised the father.
Fueron desobedientes.
They were disobedient.
Irresponsables.
Irresponsible.
Pasivos.
Passive.
E inmaduros.
And immature.
Mirando a Dios, mirando a Jesús.
Looking at God, looking at Jesus.
Nos podemos enfocar en el eterno.
We can focus on eternal things.
En Filipenses 2:5 dice,
in Philippians 2:5 it says,
haya pues en vosotros este sentir.
Let this be in you then.
Que también hubo en Cristo Jesús.
This feeling it was also in Jesus.
Se despojó de sí mismo.
who poured out of himself,
tomó la forma de siervo,
took the form of a servant,
se humilló a sí mismo,
humbled himself,
obedeció hasta la muerte,
and was obedient even to death.
Él es nuestro enfoque.
He's our focus.
Él es nuestro ejemplo.
He's our example.
A él es quien debemos seguir.
And we should be following him.
Incluso en momentos muy difíciles en nuestra vida.
Even in the most difficult moments of our lives.
Tenemos que seguirle.
We have to follow him.
Es duro.
That's hard.
No es fácil.
It's not easy.
Es morir.
It's dying.
Y cuesta morir.
And it's hard to die.
Cuesta mucho.
It's difficult.
No sé a ti, pero a mí sí.
I don't know about you, but it is for me.
Dios quiere que nos acerquemos más a él.
God wants us to draw nearer to him.
Que nos enfoquemos en su hijo.
He wants us to focus on his son.
Que le conozcamos y que le amemos.
He wants us to know him and to love him.
Y mientras más le amamos, más él se acerca a nosotros y más se manifiesta a nosotros.
And the more we love him, the closer he draws to us, and the more he shows himself to us.
En Juan 14, 23, dice esto.
In John 14, 23, that's what it says.
La vida es dura.
Life is hard.
No nos debe nada.
Life doesn't owe us a thing.
Pero Dios quiere que brilles.
But God wants you to shine.
Porque hay un plan.
Because he has a plan.
Y ese plan solo lo podemos cumplir si nos enfocamos en él.
And we can only achieve that plan if we focus on him.
Podemos cambiar el enfoque.
We can change our focus.
Y nos vamos a desviar y sufrir más de la cuenta.
And we'll wander from the way.
¿Por qué digo sufrir más de la cuenta?
And we'll suffer more than is necessary.
Porque sufrimiento sin propósito es muerte.
Because suffering without purpose is death.
Dios tiene propósito en tu vida.
And God has purpose for your life.
Quiere manifestarse a tu vida.
He wants to show himself in your life.
Y quiere manifestarse a través de ti.
And wants to show himself through your life.
Porque él sabe. Él sabe.
Because he knows.
Que cuando tú brillas.
That when you shine.
Otra gente le conoce.
Other people will get to know him.
Cuando tú brillas.
When you shine.
Tú eres consciente que eres valioso. Valiosa.
You become aware that you have value.
Eres consciente de que eres importante.
You're aware that you're important.
Eres consciente de que estás vivo.
You understand that you're alive.
Y esa vida es la que Dios quiere entregar.
And it's that life that God wants to give to others.
A ti mismo, a tu familia.
He wants to give it to you and to your family.
A los vecinos.
He wants to give it to your
a los
neighbors,
compañeros de trabajo.
To your colleagues at work.
Dios quiere que brillemos.
God wants us to shine.
Y si tú brillas,
and if you shine,
estás viviendo en el plan de Dios.
You're living in the plan of God.
Y si tú brillas, eres tú mismo.
And if you shine, you're yourself.
Pero solamente lo podemos hacer.
But that's something we can only do.
Enfocándonos.
Focusing ourselves.
En quien nos lleva al eterno.
In he who leads us to the eternal one.
Quiero terminar.
I want to finish here.
¿Te encuentras perdido sin GPS en la vida?
Are you lost without that GPS in your life?
¿No ves a Dios en tu vida?
Perhaps you don't see God in your life.
¿Estás descontento con lo mucho que tienes?
Are you discontent with everything that you have?
¿Y quieres más?
And yet you want more?
¿Te quejas con regularidad?
Do you complain regularly?
¿Te quejas de tu trabajo?
Do you complain about work?
¿Te quejas de tu matrimonio?
Do you complain about your marriage?
Esa persona que anhelaste tanto un día.
You complain about that person that you so desired one day.
Que soñaste con ella.
The person that you desired and dreamed about.
Que pudiste inclinarte y ofrecerle un anillo.
And you could even bow down and offer the ring.
Esa persona que añorabas el momento de casarte con ella.
That person with whom you so desired the moment that you married.
Ahora te estás quejando de ella.
Are you complaining about her now?
¿Descontento con ser cristiano?
Are you discontent with being a Christian?
Te da igual.
Is it the same for you, one way or the other?
El domingo voy a la iglesia y entre semana hago mi vida totalmente distinta.
Sunday I go to church, the rest of the week I live different with my life.
¿Piensas que el pasado fue mejor?
Do you think that things past were better?
Hoy es el día para volver a enfocarte.
Today is the day to return your focus.
Reconoce de dónde has desviado la mirada.
Recognize where you've gone astray.
Sabes, tal vez sabes que Cristo es tu enfoque.
Maybe you know that Jesus is your focus.
Y necesitas ser renovado.
And you need to be renewed.
Porque estás cansado.
Because you're tired.
Hoy es el día para ser renovado.
Today's the day to be renewed.
Tal vez has caminado con Dios 30, 40 o más años.
Maybe you've walked with God 30, 40 years or more.
Y piensas que no hay más.
And you think there's nothing more left.
Si nos enfocamos en el Dios eterno a través de Cristo,
if through Christ we focus on our eternal God,
hay mucho más que aprender.
There is much more yet to learn.
Dios no nos ha desechado.
God hasn't set us aside.
Dios no nos jubila.
We don't have retirement from God.
¿Tienes vida?
Are you alive?
¿Respiras?
Are you breathing still?
Enfocándonos, conocemos más del eterno.
Focusing ourselves, we know more than that which is eternal.
Tal vez has escuchado todo lo que hemos compartido.
Maybe you heard everything that we said.
Y dices, eso quiero, eso
and
quiero.
You said, that, I want that.
Si es realidad, eso quiero.
If that can be real, I want it.
¿No has recibido a Cristo?
Maybe you haven't received Christ.
Entrega tu vida a Él.
Take this time to do that, to give yourself to Him.
Hoy es el tiempo.
This is the time
de rendirte a Él.
To surrender to Him.
Y entrar en esta aventura de fe.
And enter this life of faith.
Que te llevará a florecer con Él.
Which will lead you to flourishing for Him.
Incluso en medio de la tormenta.
Even in the midst of the great storms.
Quiero pedir a los
If you're on the ministry team today, it would be good if you could come forward now.
Si tú te identificas con alguna de las cosas que he dicho.
It would be good if you could stand. We'll